T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jacob, first off, we have come to the conclusion of the opening arguments from both sides in the impeachment trial. And what were your impressions from the Trump defense team in particular?
So to be perfectly honest, I did catch a lot of it. Long teaching day today, so I didn't actually get to see the conclusion, and I only really caught the highlights of what came before. But you know, I think that in particular, Dershowitz's arguments probably did what they had to do, in the sense that I think that for, you know, the court of public opinion, he's providing arguments for Trump supporters to kind of inoculate themselves against others who might argue against them. And I think the same effect holds true for the senators in that room, which is really who he needs to convince. And so I think that it was probably the best foot forward and perhaps did what it needed to do.
From where do we go with this impeachment trial? How likely do you think we will see witnesses, especially in light of the Bolton manuscript that came out this week?
That is a great question. You know, before the release of the Bolton manuscript, or I guess leaks from the manuscript, I would have said very, very low probability that there would be witnesses called in any way, shape, or form. And I think with the manuscript leaking out, and I think with comments from Mitt Romney and kind of rumblings that some other senators who might have been fence sitters, if you will, thinking about requesting witnesses, I think that probability has gone up greatly in the last day or so.
How much of a smoking gun do you think the Bolton manuscript may be as far as changing the tide in the final vote on the impeachment?
In terms of the final vote, I do not think that it will be determinative in any way. It really doesn't give any more than has already been known or has already been presented. It just comes from a different source and frankly, a source that would be credible in this arena. And so I think that that's the truly damaging part. It's not really the content, it's who it's coming from and the fact that it corroborates a lot of the other things that are out there.
And how likely do you think we will have witnesses in the impeachment trial?
To put a number on it, I'd still say that it is unlikely. However, there's a glimmer of hope for those who would like to see witnesses, to see, you know, some form of that come out. I think the only really refuge left would be to say, you know, for the Republicans who are managing this in the Senate and the president's team, okay, you have the book, there it is, we don't need Bolton anymore. And that would prevent anything in the way of, you know, John Bolton in the course of his testimony saying something else or saying something in a particular light or particular way that provides a lot of fodder for the Democrats.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.